Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Faith in the Lord Friday. My faith is in my Father's unchanging hand. My faith is in the things that He revealed and doing through me, Father. Hallelujah. My faith is in just seeing Him and trusting that His word would never come back void, and walking out and putting in works with the faith. Hallelujah. My faith is in believing what He called me to work and do, what He called me to do here on earth as it is in heaven. And my faith is in trusting Him. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. As you touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, Father God, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, shed your blood over, till it strengthens us, Father God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. We long for more of you. We long for more of your understanding, Father God. We long for you revealing to us everything that we're called to do, Father God, and give us the strength to do it the way you set it forth to be done, Father God. We don't want to do nothing without you, but we want to do all things through you, Father God. Let our hearts be more like you, Father God, and tune our hearts in your alignment of your will. Search our hearts, Father God. If there's anything that's in us that's not of you, Father God, remove it, Father God, and show us, correct us, Father God, rebuke, train, and teach us, Father God, and give us the strength not to get offended, Father God, or think you're always punishing us, Father God, but see that you're changing us, Father God. The only way we can bring change if we be changed, Father God. Continue to allow us to change and walk in the greatness that you called us to be. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, allow me to decrease so you can increase. Hallelujah. Today's title is called His Consulting. Hallelujah. And that word consulting just was on my spirit all this morning. Like, it woke me up and I'm like, okay, Lord, what are you saying about consulting? And I looked up the definition of consulting. A consultant is a consultant is a professional who provides expert advice in a particular area, such as security, management, education, accountability, law, human resource, marketing, finances, engineering, science, and any other specified field. So a consultant is someone that does something in a specified field. It's someone that does what they were called to do in the field that they're in. Hallelujah. And they are very qualified. They're professional, and they provide expert, hallelujah, advice, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And as He was putting on my spirit, His consultant, the Father wants us to understand that He's our consultant, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And His consultant is the Holy Spirit. He's the one to give us the expert advice, because He's the Holy Spirit is releasing to us what our Father called us to do, how He called us to do it, hallelujah, how He wanted to be applied. So the more we build on our relationship with God, the more we gain understanding. And my Father been just teaching me, and it's I'm grateful. And the more that He teach me, I'll be like, wow, God, I thank you for taking me away from everything and everyone I knew and sitting me somewhere. Hallelujah. You moved me somewhere and showed me wilderness. Then you moved me somewhere and showed me dry, my the rivers and deserts. And I'm just so thankful for all that you're doing. Hallelujah. He's pulling so much out of me. God is pulling so much out of me that I didn't even know I had inside of me. But He's allowing His consultant, hallelujah, His professional, His to release the expert advice, the only thing that God is saying. And I wanted to be, and we're going to be in 2 Chronicles today, 2 Chronicles 1, and this is talking about Solomon, hallelujah, and this is what the Holy Spirit released to me. And I'm going to start at 2 Chronicles 1, and I'm going to start at verse 6, and it's saying Solomon went up there, because Solomon had went to the brazen altar, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And it's saying, Solomon went up there to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. In that night, did God appear to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, God put on my spirit the other day, He had me put in there that He's asking for this season and this time, can I help you? God want to know if He can help you live and walk in the will that He has. His consulting the Holy Spirit is what helps you. Hallelujah. It's what you are able to seek God. Because when it's talking about ask, seek, and knock, and it's talking about the Holy Spirit, you got to ask for the Holy Spirit to release the understanding. Hallelujah. Because one thing we need to understand is that God is the answer that releases. God is the Spirit that releases the answer. He's our Father. He's the one that created everything. And he blessed us with the Holy Spirit to release revelation and understanding to it. So when we ask and seeking and knocking, hallelujah, we ask in God, but the Holy Spirit is the one that's releasing the answer to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I say God lives inside of us. The Spirit of, we are the temple of God, and his Spirit lives inside of us. God lives in us, and he walks in us. Hallelujah. And he gives us understanding through the Holy Spirit. That's why you got to have a personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. You have to make sure that you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because some people have been baptized and came into the relationship with God, but they're still not filled with the Holy Spirit. And the reason you can know that, because if you look to Acts and you study anything to Acts, there's been times where when Peter, when we talked about, we was in Acts Tuesday, and we was talking about Philip, and we was talking about Philip and how Philip had brought some people to the Lord, and he was speaking to them, and then Peter and them found out about it, and Peter came, and Peter and them laid hands, and the people received the Holy Spirit then after the laying on of hands, but they had already been baptized. And there's been times where Peter had talked to Cornelius and them when God told him to go to him, and Cornelius and them received the Holy Spirit before they even got baptized. So everybody, it's a certain way that we receive the Holy Spirit, but it's a gift that is given unto us once we receive salvation. But the only way you can get open, if you have a gift, the only way you can get what's inside the gift is if you open it up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like a lot of people have it, but they're not opening it up. So it's saying that night that God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said to God, you have showed great mercy to David, my father, and have made me to reign in his stead. He said, you have showed great mercy to my father. So he's thanking God for what he have done for his father and made me to stand in his stand. He said, now you have put me in this position, Father God. So he acknowledged God of how he know God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, when God comes to us, he asks us, what do we want to give? And the first thing that Solomon did, he acknowledged how he gave reverence to God and knowledge and thanked him for what he did to his father and thanked him for what he said in his stand. He didn't say thank you, but by him acknowledging that, that was him thanking. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, see, some of you think you're not thanking God because the way you say stuff and the way you talk to God and where your relationship is with God. But this is something that you and God have. He talked to you the way he talked to you, because one thing I am learning with my father, that he gives me understanding and comprehension the way I will understand it. My father says stuff to me where I can comprehend it, where I know it's him, because God been coming to me real bold lately. I'm like, wow, Lord, okay. Okay, you trying to make sure I'm prepared. We talked about the preparation Tuesday, and God is saying that we have to be prepared, and he's making sure I'm prepared for what he has for me to do. So it's so much that he's pulling out of me, and I have to be prepared. And that's what God is doing for you, and he's asking, can I help you? Hallelujah. The only way you can truly be prepared for what he has for you is if you allow him to help you, so he can give you the things that you need to prepare for. Because you can be doing works, but you're not doing the works of the Lord. That's how some people, that Jesus say, some going to come to me and say, wasn't I prophesizing and praising it and casting out devils in your name? And Jesus said, I never knew you, because you was doing the acts. You was doing the things that's known of the power and authority, but you wasn't doing what God called you to do. You wasn't doing the will that he called you to work out. You wasn't preparing the way he called you to prepare. Hallelujah. And he's saying, you have made me to reign in his stand. Now the Lord God, let your promise to David, my father, be established. So he's saying, let the promise that you said to my father be established. He didn't say the promise that you said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said the promise you said to my father. See, one thing we need to understand is what promises is God aligning you with to be established. Hallelujah. See, Solomon was coming to say, let the promises you said to my father, because he was the one that was coming after his father. See, if you connected to someone who have a promise over their life, hallelujah, you want that promise to be established so you can walk into what you have. Or is it just something to promise that God has said to you, and then the person that you are passing on to, they're going to have to say established. See, we have to understand, do you know what promise you are seeking God to be established? When you establish something, you firmly and permanently put it in its place. Hallelujah. So do you know what promise? We know he already established the promise of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Hallelujah. By Jesus coming, that promise was established. But what promise is he establishing through you? Are you coming to fulfill and do your part in the establishment of someone's promise? Or are you coming and doing a greater work? Because Jesus said greater works. So it's more promises that God is releasing to be established here on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, let for to my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. He said, for you have made me a king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. He said, like the dust of the earth. Everyone was created from dust. Hallelujah. Just like he said to Abraham that just look up at the stars and all this, you shall be the father of nations. You shall see all this. Now, he said, you have gave me over a multitude of the dust of the earth. Hallelujah. When he said something to Abraham, he talked about the stars. But Solomon is talking about the dust of the earth. Hallelujah. So you have gave me over a whole bunch of souls. Hallelujah. Dust that you have put together, special things that you have put together just for me to walk in the establishment that you said to my father. Because we have to realize that Solomon, fulfilled and made the temple that his father wasn't allowed to do because his father had it in his heart. But some of the things that he did when he killed Uriah, he had blood on his hand, so he couldn't do it. But God wasn't going to take away his promise. He just didn't allow him to establish the temple that he was calling for him to do, that his heart prepared. See, this is a heart thing. You have to make sure your heart is right with God. Hallelujah. And when your heart is right for God, you will allow him to help you. You will allow him to do stuff that he's called to be done. Hallelujah. It says, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this your people that is so great? So he asked God, give me wisdom and give me knowledge. See, I want the wisdom. I want the experience that I need. Hallelujah. That's why some of you have been through so many things, because God is giving you wisdom. Wisdom is the experience. He's giving you experience to be able to deal with these great people, because there's so many people that he's calling you over to deal with. And knowledge is the education and a different thing. So he's giving you, it's a study to show yourself approved, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It's a study to be quiet, hallelujah, doing your own business and working with your own hands, hallelujah, your own business. Jesus said that I am here to do my father's business when his mother and them came looking, hallelujah. So the work that he was called to do, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He said, I must be about my father's business, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So he said, these people are great. So God, he asked God, give me the wisdom, the experience, and the knowledge, hallelujah. See, one thing you need to understand, when you're asking God for wisdom and knowledge, you're asking God for experience. So you got to be able to go through the different experience. You got to be able to have the knowledge of how of the subject, because in knowledge is a theoretical and practical understanding of a subject. So he wants you to know it how it's understood in book terms of the subject, and he wants you to have the understanding of the practical, how you live it out and how you understand it and how you overcome. Just like Jesus said to Peter, Satan desires to sift you like wheat, but I pray that your faith not. When you are converted, go help your breathing. See, the reason God is allowing you to go through the things that you go through, because he wants you to come back and help who you called to help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He say, what can I give you? Hallelujah. How can I help you? How can the Lord help you? Hallelujah. We got to be honest. Hallelujah. We got to tell the Lord what we need. Hallelujah. Lord, if I need a little bit more strength, hallelujah. Lord, give me the eyes to be able to really see what you're trying to say. Let me not be offended. That's something that a lot of us should ask. Let me not be offended, because when you're going through different experiences to gain wisdom, sometimes you get offended by the thing and you won't even learn the lesson out of it. And then you will keep having things come up, because God is not going to allow you to work first. God wants you to learn that lesson. He needs you to have that wisdom for the people that you are connected connected to. He needs you to be able to release that thing. He needs you to be able to say it where it's so true, because the Holy Spirit is already releasing what God is saying to you through you, because you're his vessel. But people can understand and people can see and believe when you say it out your voice, if you really believe what you're saying. I can tell when someone is just preaching to me and just saying something, or if they really saying something that God has said or something that God have delivered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart and you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of your enemies, neither yet have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people of whom I have made you king. So God said, since you didn't ask for riches, you didn't ask for wealth, you didn't ask for honor, you didn't ask for life of your enemies, or you have not asked for long life, but you have asked for wisdom and knowledge. Because one thing we need to understand, all this stuff right here is stuff that God has already given us. One thing we need to understand is that we got to ask for the things that is needed now. It needed to walk into purpose. Wisdom and knowledge is needed to walk into purpose. See, riches is already given to us. Christ Jesus said we shall have the riches of his glory. Hallelujah. He has given us power to create wealth. So when we truly walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, we already have that. Or honor. He say honor. He will honor us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nor life of your enemies. He prepared a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. So you, the life of your enemies is already going to see what's going on. Or long life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the one prophet, I believe it was Ahaz, I'm trying to think, I don't want to speak on it because I can't remember his name, but he was sick and he was talking to Elijah, and he asked him, he said, he was about to die. He prayed to God and said, remember him. And God gave him a longer life because he brought back to remembrance all the things. Hallelujah. But this wasn't God coming and asking him, what can I give you? Hallelujah. See, the difference is when you praying and you asking God, you need to understand, when you praying and asking God to bless you with something, or you praying and asking, because God say, ask, seek, and not. He say, you have not because you ask not. So when God, when you asking, you praying, you are releasing. But when God is coming asking you what can I give you? You not asking for nothing. You telling God what he can give you. Hallelujah. It's a difference when he's coming and asking you, or when you coming and asking him. See, Solomon wasn't coming and asking God. That's why God said, I'm going to give you. And it's saying wisdom and knowledge is granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have that have been before you, neither shall there any after you have this life. See, God gave him everything he wanted because God asked him a question and he told him what he wanted. He told him what his heart wanted. It say, guard your heart with all diligence, and out of it comes the issues of life. Hallelujah. So we have to be careful when God come and ask us something. When God say, can I help you? Hallelujah. He wants you to tell him what you need. Hallelujah. Because all that other stuff, you already had the power. God word already said that to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But this is something that you need for the task is at hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when he asked him, he told him what he needed, because he needed it to judge over his people. Hallelujah. So what is the specific thing you need for the people that God have you over? You need wisdom and you need knowledge. You need understanding. One thing I always ask my father is, Father, teach me how to pray for the heart of the people that you have in front of me. See, I don't want to pray for people for what I think they need. I want to pray for according to the will of God. See, when I'm saying that, I am submitted to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit say, when you don't know what to pray for, the Spirit, hallelujah, itself, which searches the mind, knows the heart of God, hallelujah, and prays according to the will of God, hallelujah. So if I'm praying and asking God to show me the heart, show me how to pray for the heart, like I say, God, show me how to love the heart of the soul that you have in front of me, the heart of the person that you have me connected to, show me how to love them, show me how to pray for them, hallelujah, and show me how to pray for myself to release what is needed to make the connection, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to be specific in what we are asking. So I ask God to give me a praying heart that prays according to your will. Not pray according to what I think, what I'm looking on the outside, what a person is releasing. Because one thing we need to understand, I can be releasing that I need help in the area today, But tomorrow, I could have got that help right after I said it because I released it into the atmosphere and God had performed it. Hallelujah. He was just waiting to the performance. And then tomorrow, I can need something else. But see, if you're not in alignment with the Holy Spirit, you will get to praying for that issue. And that issue have already been performed. And it's something else that I need tomorrow because God said, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow have its own problem. So if tomorrow have its own problems, that means it's needs that's needed tomorrow. So you praying for the heart of me, pray for the heart that God, that she won't be offended in the need, because God might know that the trouble tomorrow, it might bring offense to me. It might bring offense to my heart, and I can be offended and not learn what I need to learn. I cannot walk in the wisdom and knowledge. But if God called you and assigned you over me, if I'm called to you for you to pray, because these are people that Solomon was called over. If I'm called to you and I'm over you to pray, I need to pray for what your heart needs. I need to pray for according to God's will, because God knows everything. God sees the good and the evil. God knows everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that's what we need to release and say what we need when we need it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is saying, then Solomon came from his journey to a high place that was at Gilead in Jerusalem and before the tabernacle, the congregation, and reigned over Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some scriptures that was about the heart. The heart. It says in Psalms 139:23, it says, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if it is any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. So he says, search me, O God, and know my heart. See, I want you to know my heart. If you know my heart, that means God knows. It says in 1 Corinthians 13, and I believe it's verse number 12, it says, we look through a glass darkly, then we look face to face, then we know as we are known. See, God knows us. We are known of God. Hallelujah. And it says, search my heart and know my heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. God knows our heart because we are known by him. Hallelujah. So we are releasing to him what he already knows. Try me and know my thoughts. So he's saying, try me. Try me and see what's in my heart because you know my thoughts. Hallelujah. You already know my thoughts. It says, commit your works unto the Lord and your thoughts shall be established, because now you committed the works. Solomon committed the works to the Lord, so now his thoughts was established. So now God know his thoughts, and he's in alignment with God's thoughts, because he's to the point where he's praying, saying, you know, search me. Look, when you searching something, you looking to find something, you trying to find something. So we asking God to search, we want God to find and see what is alignment with his will, and what in our, what's in our heart, in our thoughts, that's alignment with his will and what's not. And anything that's not, anything that's wicked, any wicked ways is in us, lead me into the way of everlasting. And say wicked ways, because God's thoughts and ways is higher. Them is the main two things that God wants us to focus on, to have his thoughts and have his ways. And when our hearts is in alignment with him, we will have his thoughts and our his ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you just need to be able to embrace what God is doing. His consultant is the Holy Spirit. It's the expert that give advice, the advice of God from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit was what was able to give Christ the expert advice of what Jesus said. I said nothing of myself, but everything. When Jesus was baptized, the Spirit of the Lord descended on him like a dove. He was able to walk and do everything that God called him to do because he was in alignment with God. He was releasing, and he was hearing the expert advice, hallelujah, for what God was saying, and he was doing what God was calling him to do. And a consultant is a professional, and when I read the definition of what a consultant is, it was so many different areas. Security. Security is someone who protects you. Management is someone who manage the thing. When God called us to manage, I remember I heard Dr. Juanita Bynum do a video, and she talked about manage the miracle. It was so powerful. If you haven't watched, you should go watch it. And she was talking about how we need to manage what God called us to do. Someone who had expert advice, the Holy Spirit will give you the advice on how to manage what God put in front of you. Education, the Holy Spirit will give you the expert advice of how you study and learn, because every day have so many different programs and different things that you go to school for, and it's the different trades and the different things that you go to school for, it teaches you for a specific field that you're trying to learn. Hallelujah. But a lot of stuff that they teach you, a lot of people say you don't use it, but it's the things that's needed to do that. And God will give you the education. He will teach you how to study the word. He will have you in season and out of season. He will have you prepared for anything that comes at you. He will teach you. He will give you the expert advice on education. You will be able to learn like no one else. When Jesus came and talked to people, they always used to say he is unlearned because the Holy Spirit would teach him. Hallelujah. A lot of people will not understand how you as an unlearned person, you don't have the physical education, but you have the education of the Lord, and you're able to go deeper inside of what God is doing. Accountancy, that is, you are accounted for. That is how you manage and make sure all your finances and everything God is calling you do. Law, you are able to walk in the spirit of the law. You are able, someone who is accountable, the Holy Spirit teaches you the law of God, the spirit of the law of God, to go out and do what God calls you to do. Human resources is who watch over and goes over the schedule and see all the different things that people are doing. Human resources is really the people that provides the checks and write out the checks for different people. Hallelujah. So now you are the one that is providing symptoms for people to be able to go out and create the wealth that they're calling, that God have you over them in alignment with. Hallelujah. Marketing, people that's marketing, the Holy Spirit will show you how to put out the thing that he called you to do. Hallelujah. He will show you the ideas and the tactics that need to be done for you to reach the people that you need to hear, because people don't need to hear the same marketing skills as everybody else, but they need to hear the Holy Spirit marketing skills, what they are here, because more people are standing up and being in a relationship with God where they need to hear God's voice. Hallelujah. And if you market by the expert advice of the Holy Spirit, it will allow you to do what God called you to do, and you will be able to be your individual self. You'll be able to be authentic. I hear so many people say be authentic all the time, hallelujah, but they follow the same advice of a lot of people. How's that being authentic? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you God is allowing to be authentic in different marketing skills. There's nothing wrong with being helped by other people and following other plans. See, some people listen to your words and get offended. Don't get offended. What I am saying is God has some new marketing skills inside of you that's coming from the expert advice of the Holy Spirit, and follow God. God is not allowing you to come into agreement with a lot of different things, because he wants you, it say to bring change, you have to be changed. He wants you to be the change that he wants to manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And finances and engineering and science and all different types of fields. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God is just doing some things in our lives right now. And in Proverbs 16, I didn't write down the verse number of it. It says, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. It says, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth. So the heart of the wise teaches his mouth. So when you are getting your expert advice by the consultant of the Holy Spirit, it teaches your mouth. It tells you what to say. Now you're not speaking just anything. You're speaking and releasing what the Holy Spirit is calling you to release. And it adds learning to his lips. It adds learning, because now you are learning how to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Because do you not know that we held accountable for every word that we say? Words that we say. So people that just, you can't just be rambling on and on and on and on. God is really showing me how to be quiet. Like, it's not necessary just to talk, you know. I understand you want to be fun and all this, but our lips add learning to our lips. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to be able to speak and do what God called us to do. Hallelujah. It's nothing about being too deep. It's about being about your Father's business. What if Jesus would have took offense and not wanted to be deep in what he was doing when he was here saving us? And people would have been like, man, Jesus, you too spiritual, man. You too deep. I can't take a spiritual person that's always speaking the word of God. That's all Jesus spoke. That don't even make sense. Like, be who God called you to be. Be authentic who God called you to be. Hallelujah. All Jesus spoke was the word of God. That's all that came out of Jesus' mouth was the word of God. He say, I say nothing of myself but what the Father says. Hallelujah. So anything you're called to speak is the word of God. Whether it's written in the Bible or not, if God called you to say it, it's some stuff that he's manifesting from heaven here on earth through your mouth, through you. So it's the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Think about it like that and increase your learning. Hallelujah. It say, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. Get wisdom and understanding who God called you to be. Hallelujah. His consultant. I thank you for joining me tonight on God Through the Message. I pray everyone receives the word of the Lord and you go deeper and you enjoy your weekend and you join me back Tuesday, because now it's just Tuesdays and Fridays, because God is doing so much in my life right now, and I just have to be obedient and just release what he is calling me to release. God, thank you for joining me tonight. I pray you receive the word of the Lord. You go deeper and you be obedient to what God, and God want to help you. Release to him what is needed in the help. When God come to you as, what shall I give you? Tell him what you need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when he asks you, can I help you? Let him know what you need help in. Show him. Tell him. Be honest. Stop trying to pray like everybody else, but pray how so your relationship with God will be authentic. This is your personal relationship. God knows you. He knows your heart. So talk from the heart and be sincere and honest with yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to be like nobody else. Don't pray like me. I don't pray like nobody else. I pray how me and my Father understand. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.